We're talking with 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. Mr. Congressman, you're on your way, appears to be winning this GOP nomination for yet again here in 2022. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And I appreciate the response from my constituents across the entire district. When you've worked hard to represent your folks, and you've got some very aggressive opponents out there chasing after you, to still have your neighbors, your constituents, your fellow Aggies stick with you, I'm very pleased and appreciative of that support shown by the voters of the 3rd District of Oklahoma.
In your advertising, I heard a few here in the last couple of weeks, you were very upfront. You know, I'm a farmer, I'm a rancher, I believe in the agriculture of the 3rd District. That was a very key part of your campaign.
Absolutely, Ron, and I've been proud to have worked on every farm bill for the last couple of decades, to have authored the conservation title of the 02 Farm Bill, to have written the 2014 Farm Bill and the drought disaster and all the things that are important to production ag. But again, I'm a known element. My competitors chased me hard and as viciously as I've been chased in a long time, yet running a very positive campaign, trying to focus on what we've done and what we need to do. The voters responded to me. Now we'll go work our way through the 2023 Farm Bill.
Of course, we do have a November election, but this is considered a very safe Republican seat. So very likely you may be a part of the majority in 2023.
Oh, absolutely. That's the interesting question in November. Oklahoma has become a dramatically Republican state compared to its traditional roots. The November election will determine who the speaker is, who the chairman of the full ag committee will be, who's going to write the farm bill. Right now, it looks like it will be my side of the room. It'll be Chairman G.T. Thompson. We'll take the good things in the 18 bill and move them forward because you have to have a safety net. The weather, input prices, commodity prices, nothing's consistent anymore. Everything's crazy, Ron, so we have to have a farm bill safety net.
A few folks were saying and muttering during this campaign, well, he's not on the Ag Committee. I know that you still are fully anticipating being back in January.
Well, I'll just repeat what the soon-to-be chairman of the committee, Mr. Thompson, has said numerous times in public, and I consider it a compliment. He said, how can you write a farm bill without Frank Lucas? That's high praise from the next chairman of the full Ag Committee.
At this point, I'm watching some of these early hearings, Senate and House side. Anything you're hearing that will be themes, you think, as you try to put this thing together?
We're to a point in time in the 2022 session now where everything's kind of messaging bills. Once the election's decided in November, the new majority steps in January, we've got about probably 90 or 120 days where we've got to aggressively do our public hearing work. Then we start crafting. The farm bill will not begin to expire, the present one, until the first day of October 2023. We want to be done ahead of that. Is that possible? I hope so. Some people have said, well, will Joe Biden sign the farm bill? My response is, if he thinks he's running for re-election, you bet he'll sign a Republican farm bill.
Tell me about, as far as your other committee assignments that you anticipate in 2023. Will you be chair of science?
I'll be chair of the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. That's NASA, the space program. It's the National Science Foundation. Ask my good friends at Norman and at Stillwater and at Tulsa what that means. It's also the committee with jurisdiction over the National Weather Service. All the facilities in Norman at NOAA. I mean, after all, what's more important to my entire district than predicting the weather, whether it's how we raise our food or how much energy we need to produce to stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter? It's a great assignment. It's a fun committee. But agriculture, Ron, is still the bread and butter committee for me, the district, and for that matter, the human race.
Finally, all these recent decisions of the Supreme Court, most certainly Roe versus Wade being overturned, a lot of folks are starting to question, could that be a difference maker for Democrats in November?
I know the Democrats are trying to grasp for anything to hold on, and I understand that. But if you look really closely at the rulings, they're basically saying, no, the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction. The states do. I think, if anything, that will mean that state rep and state senator and gubernatorial races become that much more important because now the responsibilities fall on them. Not everything is the federal government's jurisdiction, the Supreme Court says, and I think most of my constituents agree with that.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.